Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Susan Cottrell is going to help us out from thebodyrefinery.com.au. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
No judgment to anyone that is suffering from any neck cramps, sore thumbs from too much social media. We're not laying judgment on anyone. I think we've all been here, and we've all been working a lot, you know, from home over the last couple of months as well, which has probably led to some bad habits of using the laptop on the knees as well when we're sitting on the couch trying to relax. But what have you found over the last couple of months with people's body? Has the kind of clients you're seeing changed a bit in 2020?
Well, I think we've always seen clients with sore necks and from sustained postures coming out, but we've certainly seen an increase over this COVID crisis. And I think a lot of that, while we're doing things like sitting on the couch and watching Netflix, and a lot of it also comes from our home office setup. Mm. We just were all sort of thrown into this, and now people are working from home, and they're not ergonomically set up to be able to manage, you know, 8, 9, 10-hour days. And I think also because we're working from home, people are working longer hours just from the nature of it. Or, yep. It's just easier to work from home. You don't have to drive to the office. So you get out in your pyjamas and you sit in front of the computer and ta-da, you start working. And that's, definitely increased.
So how can we help minimise getting that sore neck and the shoulders? Because I know every time I go get a massage, and I haven't had one obviously for quite a long time now, you know, people start poking around and I think, oh, that really hurts, when I didn't even quite realise. And especially across the shoulders, you get so tense. So what can we do to help that out?
The best thing you can do is avoid sustained postures. So a sustained posture is anything that you're in for longer than 20, 30 minutes. So we want to get out of anything that's sustained. And seats, unfortunately, are just, they switch off all your muscles, and you're not doing anything when you're sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. So that makes it increasingly harder to, it makes it easier to just stay there. So anything that encourages you to change position. So standing desks, setting a little alarm on your phone to get up and move around every 20 to 30 minutes if you're sitting at a desk. Take walking meetings, things like that will make a big difference to avoiding a sustained posture.
Now, what about looking down? Because we're scrolling on Instagram, social media, our head's down so much of the time. And I think I read somewhere there was a news article about the fact that people are having, you know, actual bone problems in their necks because of this. Like, I mean, it's a pretty drastic problem.
Yeah, well, every time you move your head forward, I can't remember the actual degrees of that you're bringing your head forward. Your head weighs about 5 kilos, but each 5 degrees, I think it is, that your head tilts forward into flexion, you're adding an extra 5 kilos of force down through all of those muscles. So what it does is it stretches all of the big muscles, and all the little muscles go really tight and don't work anymore, or they go really lax, and so you haven't got that sort of the core muscles of the neck working very well, and that results in, you know, soreness, sometimes bone form changes because of the pressure going through the front of the vertebra, or it can result in nerve problems as well, as nerves get compressed through the front of the neck as well.
So what's something we can do specifically for our neck, you know, if people are really finding, and I'm sure there's a lot of teenagers out there that are using their social media accounts a lot, to sort of relax that neck area?
Well, I think, again, circling your shoulders and being aware of your posture is one of the biggest things. So it's like being aware of your posture, number one. Number two, doing some gentle exercises and stretches, and they'll be available. Like, you can certainly visit them at our website, which thebodyrefinery.com.au. We've got a series of exercises attached to a blog that I've just recently written, that people can do to help release those tight neck muscles. And also going and visiting your physiotherapist or your osteopath, or even your remedial massage therapist, just to get them released and figure out, they'll be able to prescribe you some exercises specific to you to be able to help you release your neck.
Now, last but not least, is a bit off topic, but I bought one of those, or was given one of those, you know, Shakuri mat, where it's just a whole heap of spikes and you lie down on it. Do you know these mats I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a whole mat of basically little plastic spikes that go up into your back and your neck. I find it incredible. It's that kind of, that fine line between pleasure and pain. And is this a good thing to do? Is it good for the back and the muscles to torture yourself on one of these mats daily?
Oh, look, I don't think it can do any harm. It's certainly going to be, it's like a trigger point. I suppose it goes back also to that, the sustained postures. If you're on something that's uncomfortable or you have to shift and change position all the time, then you're going to do that versus just sitting in a comfortable chair and slouching. So whether you're lying down on the couch, maybe put the mat on the couch. Try that out.
Yeah.
And so that you're not sitting in the same position all the time, because it will become uncomfortable.
So what I took from that conversation is put it on the couch and I can keep watching Netflix. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm all for Netflix. What I want you to do is just change positions every now and then.
Love it. Susan Cottrell, thanks so much for your time today. If people want to find out more, it's thebodyrefinery.com.au. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks so much.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.